But then a peculiar thing happened. Shortly before the party, I received a message that my company wouldn't be needed after all. Yoko, who worked at the telephone in our Okia, was under the impression the party had been canceled. As it happened, I had to go to the Ichiriki that night anyway for another party. Just as I was kneeling in the hallway to enter, I saw the door to a large banquet room down at the end slide open, and a young geisha named Katsue came out. Before she closed the door, I heard what I felt certain was the sound of the chairman's laughter coming from inside the room. I was very puzzled by this, so I rose from my knees and went to catch Katsue before she left the tea house. "I'm very sorry to trouble you," I said, "but have you just come from the party given by Iwamura Electric?" "Yes, it's quite lively. There must be 25 geisha and nearly 50 men." "And Chairman Iwamura and Nobu-san are both there?" I asked her. "Not Nobu. Apparently he went home sick this morning. He'll be very sorry to have missed it." "But the chairman is there. Why do you ask?" I muttered something. I don't remember what it was, and she left. Up until this moment, I'd somehow imagined that the chairman valued my company as much as Nobu did. Now I had to wonder whether it had all been an illusion, and Nobu was the only one who cared.